Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud, and today it's Thou Shalt Control Thy Ego, Part 2. So let's say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kitchanu, B'mitzvotav, V'tzifanu, La'asok B'divrei Tova. All right, we're in Yerushalmi Tractate Brachot, Mishnah 1, Halacha 1. If you're in the Schottenstein, it's 9A1. All right. So now we have this case where Rabbi Shimon has an argument with the sages. Vahan Ashkakan de Rabban Shimon Palig al Rabbanan La Avaruv de Kavaite. So what's the story where Rabbi Shimon ruled one way, the sages ruled another way, and he followed the sages' ruling? Okay. Kaidit Nantaman. So this is what we learn elsewhere in a Mishnah. This Mishnah happens to be Mishnah Shvi'i 9:1. Okay. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol ha'sfachim mutarim. All the aftergrowths of the sabbatical year are permitted. In other words, you're not cultivating anything during the sabbatical year, but some things are just going to grow. Well, as soon as the sabbatical year is over, you, according to this, you're allowed to harvest them, all right? Because you didn't cultivate them, they just grew. So, chutz misfichei haruv, except for the aftergrowth of cabbage. She'en ki yotzei bahem b'yirkot sadeh, because this cabbage is not like any of the other plants that grow. All right? Kol ha'sifachim asurim. So the sages say, Chachamim omrim, kol ha'sifachim asurim. All of the aftergrowths are prohibited, including cabbage. Okay. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai avad uvda bishmita. So we have a story about Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai involving sabbatical year produce. Chamachad melaket sefichei shvi'it. He saw somebody picking aftergrowths of this sort of food, these plants that kind of just grew wild in the fields. Amarle, so Rabbi Shimon said to him, Filet asur, isn't it forbidden for you to do this? And aren't those aftergrowths subject to the sabbatical year restrictions? Amarle, so the man said to him, wait a minute, I heard you say it was okay. So why are you giving me a hard time? You're the one that said it was okay. Okay, Amarle, so Rabbi Shimon said to him, do my colleagues not dispute me? The Kareloi, and it's written, Uforitz Geder Yishkenu Nachash. So Rabbi Shimon said about this fellow to the verse, he who breaks down a wall will be bitten by a snake. That's Ecclesiastes 10:8. V'chein Havatle, and guess what? That actually happened. So, in other words, don't break the fence around the Torah. There's your metaphor for you. All right. Okay. So, v'rabban gamliel paligo rabbanan v'avadu daka vaite. So, Rabban Gamliel had an argument with the sages, but he followed his individual opinion. All right. Let's back up just a second. Rabbi Gamliel is the head of the academy. He is a gazillionaire. And he really does this quite a bit, where he says, hey, you know, it's my way or the highway. If you guys aren't going to do it this way, I don't care. I'm doing it this way. So I guess a person with almost infinite money sources and power kind of gets it into their head that they, you know, can do whatever they want. All right. Shanya Hachi, Hacha, it's different here because in regard to the Shema, Shehi Lishnun, that it can be recited simply for the sake of repeating some Torah verses. Okay, so in other words, what they're saying is Rabbi Gamliel is at home waiting for his kids to come home from the party. He tells them to say the Shema, not because they're actually fulfilling the commandment to say the evening Shema, but just so that they should learn a little Torah. I have to tell you, that's a really late comment. That's totally Monday morning quarterbacking, and it's not actually what the text said. So you can see they're feeling just a little uncomfortable with what Rabbi Gamliel did. All right. Well, okay. If all they're doing is reciting a bunch of Torah verses, why did they have to do it before the sun came up? And then there are other people who want to kind of figure out what this means with Rabbi Gamliel. Taman hayu yicholin l'kayem divrei chachamim. So there were sages who were able to fulfill the word of their colleagues, and they forsook their minority opinions, and they followed the majority views, all those examples we had before. Here, however, midnight had already passed. And, he was not able to do what the sages say, which is up until midnight. So, Amar Lom, Uvdin Avdaka Vaitai. So, why shouldn't I follow my own opinion? The option of doing what the sages say is past. Midnight is past. But they can still say the Shema according to my system, says Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel, what will we do with him? All right. So now we learn other things that have these nighttime restrictions. Okay, Hekter Chalavim Ve'evarim Ve'achilat Pesachim. The burning of the sacrifices and their fasts and their limbs and the eating of the Passover offering, Mitzvatan Ad She'ya'ale Amud HaShachar. The mitzvah goes all the way through the evening, through the night, and up till dawn. So Rabbi Gamliel has some pretty good evidence backing him up. All right, Anant Ninan, and we learn Achilat Pesachim, the eating of the Passover sacrifices, Eat the Latani Achilat Pesachim. But we don't teach the eating of Passover offerings in the Mishnah. All right, so now all the Tanaim agree that the Passover offering may be eaten only until midnight. However, some maintain that this represents biblical law, while others hold that it represents a rabbinic decree. And that turns out to be important because things that derive directly from Torah tend to have a little more clout behind them than things that the sages just come up with. All right. Man titana achilat pesachim, the one who teaches the eating of the Passover sacrifices, is something that you do until daybreak. Uman delatana achilat pesachim, and the one who doesn't teach it, Rabbi Eliezer, is the one who says, no, you have to eat it after. You have to eat it before midnight. So, in other words, what we're getting is a systematic worldview. Rabbi Eliezer is always the strict one. Always wants it to be just on time. And Rabbi Akiva is kind of the happy-go-lucky guy who's saying, oh, you know, midnight, 2, 3, 4, who cares, just say it. So, God bless him, he's tangling with his own ego. What can one say? All right, pick it back up there tomorrow. Talk to you later. Bye.